are listening to an audio sermon from Harvest Bible Chapel in Toronto West. For more information, please visit harvesttorontowest.ca.
For the next 2 weeks, we are going to be unpacking some truth from Psalm 27. And in Psalm 27, there's so much truth that I just believe so much in my heart that God has for us. Specifically, if you're sitting in a chair in this room today, that I believe God has something for you from His Word, from Psalm 27. So on the screen for you, the ESV Study Bible notes this about Psalm 27. It says, in singing Psalm 27, remember that the Psalms were the hymn book of Israel. In singing Psalm 27, God's people have a way of not simply expressing confidence in Him, but of cultivating that confidence for the widest range of challenging life situations. Now, I think it's absolutely fascinating. Don't you think it's absolutely fascinating that each and every person in this room has a unique and distinct story? That through the span of your life, you and I will experience and encounter so many different life circumstances and situations. God's Word comes to us to address how we can place our confidence in Him in the wide range of circumstances and situations that we will face in our lives. If we were to stop for a moment and consider every single person's story, we will find, it's fascinating, that everyone has a unique and distinct story. It's not unusual that I stop and talk to you and find, I didn't know that about you. I didn't know you went through that. I didn't know you experienced that, and God delivered you and God brought you through it. This is the reality of life. Now, the people you're sitting next to are walking through things you have no idea about. The Word of God in Psalm 27 comes to us to give us confidence in the Lord in the midst of a wide array of circumstances and situations that we will face in our lives. And the truth of the matter is, among the many life circumstances represented in this room, there are certainly circumstances or situations that have prompted in us a fear. There are certainly situations and circumstances that have been tragic that we have walked through. There are certainly situations and circumstances that have caused us to be confused in our lives. And today, for sure, some people are in the midst of circumstances, listen, that are dark. Today, some of us are here experiencing circumstances where you feel helpless. Today, for sure, some of us are walking through circumstances and we're feeling particularly weak today. That's for sure happening in people's lives. So before we jump into God's Word, let's just get so real. Are you walking through a season of darkness? Are you feeling particularly, you right now, are you feeling particularly helpless? Are you right now feeling uniquely weak in your life? God's Word has a song that's designed to make our hearts sing with confidence today in the midst of the wide range of circumstances that we face. So if you're ready, please take your Bible now and go to Psalm 27. Psalm 27. If you don't have a Bible, you could put up your hand. One of the ushers on either side would love to put a copy of God's Word into your hand. If you don't own a Bible, that Bible will be our gift to you. Please take it home and read it and have your life changed by the Word of God. Psalm 27. I'm going to read only the first three verses this morning because that's what we're going to be unpacking. Psalm 27, verses 1 to 3. This is what it says. The writer says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? when evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Verse 3. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet, I will be confident. This is where we're going to start. Write this down. In every season of life, in every circumstance, in every situation, everything you're facing, past, but going forward now, in every circumstance of life, my confidence must be in the Lord. My confidence must be in the Lord. Sounds simple, sounds basic. Let me show you from the scriptures. Verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Before we jump into unpacking this verse, let's understand a bit of the context. Now, Psalm 27 is written by David, the Word of God tells us, likely during the time that he was being pursued by King Saul and his men. And the psalm itself is clear that David is in trouble as he writes the psalm. It's clear that David is facing tremendously difficult life circumstances. So right away, there are two things I want us to see from this psalm. Number one, firstly, I want us to understand that David, as he writes this, is in danger. David, as he writes this, is battling immense fear. David, as he writes this, is the subject of extreme injustice. That's the first thing we need to see. He's in trouble. Second thing you need to see about the context is this. I want you to notice that David's confidence is where? It's in the Lord. Regardless of his circumstances, his confidence is in the Lord. This is important because one thing you will not find in Psalm 27 is David searching for refuge somewhere other than the Lord. What you will not find in Psalm 27 is David searching for safety or trying to get revenge or trying to find a way to retaliate. He's not going anywhere. He's putting his confidence in the Lord. Notice it again on the screen. I have it for you. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Are you able to spot the two most important words in the verse? Look at it. Are you able to find the two most life-changing words in the verse? Are you able to see the two most significant words in the verse that can transform the way you think and look at your circumstances today? Look at it. Do you see it? Do you know? The two most significant words in the verse are the Lord. The Lord. He is the object of trust. He is the object in whom we place our faith. He is the one that we place our confidence in. The two most significant words in the verse are the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Who do I have to be afraid of if my confidence is in the Lord? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Who should I be afraid of? That's what the psalmist is saying. In other words, there is only one place that I can go where all my fears can be alleviated. There's only one place that I can go to find refuge and safety. There's only one place. Where? Where do I go? It's to the Lord. In every season of your life, you must place your confidence in the Lord. In the original Hebrew, the Lord is translated Yahweh. And the most basic meaning of the name Yahweh is that God has always existed and will always exist. And as he told Moses in Exodus 3, his name is I Am. I am who I am. I am past, present, and future. I always existed. I always will exist. When David says, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I be afraid of? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I fear? He's saying that I'm putting my confidence in a very capable God who always existed, who will always exist. On the screen for you, R.C. Sproul wrote this about Yahweh. He wrote, though it may not be apparent at first, the name Yahweh tells us many important things about God's identity. Understand this. In the first place, it indicates that the Lord's character does not change. We may say of ourselves, I was X yesterday, but today I'm Y, and maybe tomorrow I will be Z. But our Creator cannot do the same. Yesterday He says, I am. Today He says, I am. Tomorrow He says, I am. He does not grow in knowledge or holiness. God cannot gain or lose any perfections. His very character is unalterable. He is the one for whom there is no shadow of change. When David says, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? He's saying that based on the unchanging, sovereign character and nature of God, I will place my confidence in Him, and He will be for me a refuge and safety. Now, if we think about it, David's being very logical here. He's being very logical. As we consider the text, we begin to realize that this is how we often tend to think about everything in our lives. You're about to face maybe a big surgery. If you know that your surgeon is one of the best surgeons that will be operating on you, your confidence will be elevated. You'll place your confidence in that surgeon. It's logical. If you're nervous about renovating your house, if you know that the contractors you've hired are the best at what they do and you've seen their work and they've done an amazing job in the past, then you'll hand them your keys. You'll say, I put my confidence in you. Tear the place up. Do what you want. It's logical. And if you're anxious about going on a long flight over the ocean, it may or may not help some of us, but your confidence will increase knowing that you have a competent and proven pilot. Yeah, he knows what he's doing. He's done this a million times before. He's flown this route many times. I can put my confidence in him. I'll put my confidence in his ability to fly. This is how we often think. This is our perspective. Interestingly enough, though, it's not always our perspective towards God. We don't think as deeply for some reason towards God. It's not always our perspective. It's not always our perspective towards God during some of the most difficult moments of our lives. For some reason, circumstances and trials and difficulties have a way of just blinding us to the reality that our confidence can be placed in a very competent God. He is who He says He is. He's Yahweh. Another reason why we don't often see it this way is because we're often placing our confidence and our hope in things that are temporal, fading and insufficient, failing to see that the Lord Himself is the only one in whom we should place our confidence. So let's pause here for a moment. Today, I really want us all to leave here with a better handle on some of the things that we tend to put our confidence in. You have to perceive it. You have to see it. You have to identify it. You have to think hard about these things. If you're ever going to say, well, I got to stop putting my hope and confidence in these things. The Lord is my light and my salvation. So I'm going to ask you to think about it right now. What are some things? Where are some places you place your confidence? Let me help you. Some of us place our confidence in our financial stability. Think about that. Is that you? As long as there's money in the bank, we feel like everything will always work out. We'll have nothing to fear in our lives. Some of us think that way. And so we place our confidence there. Some of us place our confidence in our marital stability. As long as my spouse is happy with me and I'm happy with my spouse, then everything will go well for me in my life. I'll have nothing to fear. Some of us place our confidence in political and economic stability. As long as our country and the leaders of our country keep it all together and things don't start happening here that are happening in other parts of the world, as long as that happens, then everything will be okay with me and my family. I'll have nothing to fear. Some of us place our confidence in relational stability. As long as my friends are happy with me, there's no conflict in my life. Conflict is absent from my relationships. Then everything in my life will go well. I'll have nothing to fear. There's a million things that we can rehearse that we tend to put our confidence in. Would you stop to identify just one thing that you have been placing your confidence in? And make an intentional decision today to say, well, that's not gonna cut it for me. That's not good enough. That's not going to help me. If my confidence is anywhere but the Lord, I will fear. I will be afraid. I will be insecure. I will be anxious if my confidence is anywhere but in the Lord. So, problem is that we don't often see that we're placing our confidence in these things here. Let me help you. I want the Word of God to recalibrate our hearts. If some of us are a little fuzzy on the things that we are truly hoping in and putting our confidence in, let's just turn our attention now to the Word of God. Let's let the Word of God recalibrate our hearts and renew our minds and strengthen our perspective. I want you to write this down. Why exactly should I place my confidence in the Lord? Right from the text, I want the Word of God to renew your mind right now. Why should I place my confidence in the Lord? Write this down. Number one, because the Lord is, David says, light in my darkness. The Lord is light in my darkness. Notice verse 1, David acknowledges that the Lord is my light. Now, all throughout the Old Testament, we find that light is associated with God, all throughout the Old Testament. But this is the only place in the Old Testament where God himself is called light. David not only says God gives me light, David says that God is for me light. He is my light. This is profound. David says the Lord himself is light for me. This is a profound word. This is an undeniable reason to place our confidence in the Lord, that in my darkest moments, the Lord himself is light for me. When I can't see clearly the next step I need to take, the Lord himself is light for me. It's not going to be gathering with a counselor and figuring things out. That might help, but it's only if they point you to the light that you'll be helped. When you're in a hard situation, the light, the clarity doesn't come the way you need it to come by talking to friends or going online and doing research. The clarity you need in the darkness comes from one source. He is light himself. The Lord is my light. And some of us are facing situations where we can't see clearly. I've shared this with you before. I've been in situations where I just don't know what the next step is. I've had many situations where I know what the next steps are. I've had other situations where I just don't know what to do. There's two ways we can go. I'm not that sure which way to go. What do I need? I need to put my confidence in the Lord when I can't see what's ahead. Why? Why do I put my confidence in the Lord? Because he is my light. He gives light when my circumstances are dark. The Lord himself, his presence with me, his word before me, his power living inside of me. Not some abstract theological concept. No, this is what it means. He himself is a personal God to me, and he functions in my life as my light. Where's your confidence today? Number one reason to place your confidence in the Lord. He's light in my darkness. Secondly, why should I put my confidence in the Lord? Well, because he is light in my darkness. Secondly, because the Lord is deliverance when I'm helpless. The Lord is deliverance when I'm helpless. Notice verse 1, the Lord is my light, here it is, and what? And my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Remember the context. Actually, David had many things to fear. David is being pursued by King Saul. King Saul and all his resources were pursuing him. He was essentially a dead man. It's like having the most powerful world leader, one of the most powerful world leaders after you, and they have all the resources of their international intelligence at their disposal, and they have all the resources of their military to come get you. Like, what can you do?
It's kind of like that. Like, they're going to find you, they're going to get you, and you're a dead man. That's kind of the situation David finds himself in. Yet, in the midst of his helplessness, I mean, you're helpless against an army. One guy against an army, you're helpless. You're helpless against a powerful king. You're helpless unless God is on your side. Unless God is with you. And here it is. His confidence is in the Lord because the Lord is his salvation. The word salvation in Hebrew, it means deliverance. In this context, it's speaking of deliverance from David's enemies particularly. But, there's a grander, more ultimate biblical theme in view here as well. Did you know that as a child of God and because of the cross of Jesus Christ, you can say the Lord is my light and my salvation with unimaginable hope? Did you know that? Did you know that you can declare his deliverance in a profound way? Did you know that as a child of Jesus Christ, saved by the grace of Jesus Christ, sin debt canceled, eternity secured, Holy Spirit filled, loved by the Father, did you know that actually you really have nothing to fear? Just stop for a moment and think about that. What are you afraid of? As a child of God, this verse means so much to us. The Lord is my light and my salvation. As a New Testament believer, he is literally your salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ, such that you have nothing to fear. Think about it. What is the worst thing that could ever happen to you, Christian? Just think for a moment. What is your worst nightmare? What is the worst thing that could ever happen to you? Well, get it in your head. Get it in your mind. The thing that you fear the most, I don't want this to happen to me. What is the worst thing that could ever happen to you? You got it in your mind? Now understand that whatever it is, it will be light and momentary, Paul says, when you compare it to the glory that will be revealed to you on the day that your salvation is consummated and you stand before your Savior, Jesus Christ, and you are not condemned. You are brought into a wonderful inheritance, living forever in the kingdom of God. As Christians, when we say the Lord is my light and my salvation, we can say that with amazing hope. No one on this earth can do anything to you that can steal away the salvation, the inheritance, the eternal bliss and joy that is waiting for you when we pass from this life to the next. So I say, I put my confidence in the Lord. He is my light. He is my salvation. No matter what happens to me on this earth, I will be delivered. I have nothing to fear. Nothing to fear. Because all that we fear, it will just be light and small and momentary and temporal when you compare it to an eternity with Jesus Christ in his kingdom forever. Awesome. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Why exactly should I place my confidence in the Lord? Because he is light in my darkness. Secondly, he is deliverance when I'm helpless. Finally, this. Why should I place my confidence in the Lord? Because the Lord is now the strength in my weakness. Strength in my weakness. Notice verse 1 again. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Watch this now. The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Again, understanding the context, David is writing this in a time of extreme weakness. It's incredibly difficult to bear up under the pressure of the king's murderous threats. So David calls the Lord the stronghold of his life. The word stronghold is also translated, I love this, defense. Defense. It's a reference to a place of refuge and safety. Who is the Lord for you? Who is the Lord for you? Do you know him as the stronghold of your life? That is your defender, your place of refuge, your place of safety. When the walls are caving in around me and I feel like I am in danger, the Lord is the stronghold of my life. He is my defender. He stands in front of me when the arrows of the evil one come towards me as my defense. And he becomes for me a place of refuge. And I'm safe with the Lord. That's why you put your confidence in him. Don't put your confidence in anything in this world. Nothing in this world can defend you and protect you and become for you a refuge and a fortress of safety like the Lord. He is the stronghold of my life. The image that comes to my mind is being caught in the midst of a military battle. You're defenseless, you're weak, you are unarmed, and you're desperately seeking refuge. The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Here, I'm going to give you a verse to memorize. Memorize this, okay? Write this down. Memorize this. I love this verse so much. Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are nervous? No. The righteous run to it and are afraid? The name of the Lord. Memorize this. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. And are safe. Memorize it, loved ones. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. If you need safety today, if you're particularly weak today, you must put your confidence in the Lord. He is, listen, the stronghold, the defense, the safety of your life. Awesome. In every season of my life, my confidence must be in the Lord. There's one more thing I want to share with you, and then we're going to end. In every season of my life, write this down. My confidence can be unshakable. Can be. Notice verses 2 and 3. When evildoers assail me, to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I will be confident. Now, in many ways, I could have ended the message after point one. The conclusion could have gone something like this. So, if you're afraid today, if you're fearful, if you're weak, if you're helpless, put your confidence in the Lord. Do that. And then I could have said amen. And that would have been right and good. Put your confidence in the Lord. But before the application of this message becomes simplistic and unhelpful for some of us, I want you to see that built into the context of Psalm 27 are two closely related moods. On the screen for you, I want to share with you what James Montgomery Boyce wrote. He wrote the following. What we have here is an unfolding of two closely related moods by the same inspired author, put together like two movements of a symphony. And the point is that these two moods are also often in us, frequently at the same time or nearly at the same time. Listen, don't you find that you're often both confident and anxious? Trusting and fearful? Or at least that your mood swings easily from one to the other? I do. It's part of what it means to be a weak human being. I remember one night, it was raining really hard, thunderstorms, and the kids were in bed, and my daughter was so scared.
She was terrified, and it was one of those thunderstorms where the lightning is like, it's like you turned on the light in the room when the lightning happens, just lit up the whole, came through the window. She was so afraid, and she was calling and calling and calling. So I went to her room, and I held her in my arms, and she felt safe. I said, "You want me to stay here?" She said, "Yes, Daddy, I want you to stay here." So I stayed with her. And she began to feel safe when I was with her. But then there would be a loud roar of thunder, and she would be startled. I said, "Daddy, Daddy, I'm scared." And I would hold her tight. I would say, "It's okay, honey. It's going to be okay." And she would calm down. She would feel safe in my arms. And then lightning and thunder and hard rain would intensify. And, "Daddy, I'm scared. I'm scared." But then what I noticed was, as I held her long enough, she began to become at ease. And soon enough, as she remained in my arms, the thunder and the lightning, as it would come periodically, wouldn't startle her as much, but she still possessed some elements of fear and anxiety. Although she felt safe in my arms, although she was confident that I would take care of her, although she looked at me and trusted me that I wouldn't let anything bad happen to her, there were still moments of anxiety and fear. I look at my little girl, and I look at that circumstance, and I look at Psalm 27, and I look at the difficulties of life, and I say to myself, That's how it is so often in our lives, isn't it? See, I don't want anyone to leave here thinking, okay, must put my confidence in the Lord, must put my confidence in the Lord, must put my confidence in the Lord. But the moment you start to feel a little bit of anxiety or fear in the midst of life circumstances, you start to feel guilty and think, I must not be a good Christian. I must not be doing it good enough. No, this is the reality, as James Boyce tells us, of what it means to be a weak human being. But you know, just like with my daughter, the longer you stay with the Lord in an abiding relationship, the more you strengthen that relationship, the more you will be able to navigate those hard waters, those hard circumstances with less fear than you did before, such that if it's the routine of your life to be in God's Word, if it's the routine of your life to be a man or a woman of prayer, if it's the routine of your life to be with other believers, if that's the pattern of your life to be so intimately connected with the Lord, then those moments of fear and anxiety will be more fewer and far between and less intensified. Why? Because when we place our confidence in the Lord, we have a renewed sense that we are not alone. Like, we're really not alone. And that He's with us. He's my light. He's my salvation, my deliverance. He's the stronghold of my life. I have nothing to be afraid of. So if you're hard on yourself because you feel like sometimes you get a little anxious or fearful, welcome to the club. And the remedy is not feeling guilty when you get anxious or fearful. The remedy is, when you feel anxious and fearful, hug the Lord. Put your trust in the Lord. Grab onto the Lord. Don't let the Bible go a day, 2 days, 3 days without reading and spending time with the Lord, because the Lord is my light, my salvation, my deliverance, the stronghold of my life, my defense. Of whom shall I be afraid? So, David is experiencing this, yet his confidence seems to be unshakable. His confidence is sure. So I want to end really quickly now with a few practical helps from David in Psalm 27 that will help us. Write this down. My confidence can be unshakable and can grow. Write this down. Recount what God has done. Recount what God has done. Notice verse 2. When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Here David is recounting his previous experience with God. His confidence is in the Lord because he's experienced that when evildoers assailed him to eat up his flesh, his adversaries and foes, it was they who stumbled and fell. Do you know a sure way to strengthen your confidence in the Lord?
Share your testimony with yourself. Share your, like,
I'm sure if I go around in this room and say, has God ever delivered you? Has God ever been there for you? Has God ever done anything for you? Just actually, let's do this right now. Just stop and think. Was there a moment in your life where you thought you were in big trouble? Like you were in big trouble and you remember the anxiety and the pain of that situation. You were in big trouble, but you got through it. God got you through it. Can you remember that time? Some of us say, I remember many times like that. Some of us say, I'm in that time right now. Well, the way we strengthen our confidence in the Lord such that it is unshakable is do what David did. He says, when my enemies assailed me, it was them who stumbled and fell. God showed up for me. Think of a time where you were in big trouble. And now remember what God did. Remember that God brought you through. That you got through. You're okay. You came through. You learned some things. You're out of that now. Share your testimony with yourself. And share your testimony with other people. Share your testimony with each other. Recount what God has done. Recount how God has delivered you before. Recount how God has saved you before. Recount what God has done in the past, and that will give you confidence that Yahweh, who is, who was and is to come, who will never change, Yahweh will continue to be with you. The same God. He'll never fail you. So, my confidence can be unshakable. Recount what God has done. Secondly, and we're going to close here. My confidence can be unshakable, note this now, regardless of my circumstances. Because here's the deal, some of us are thinking, no, mine is too hard. No, mine is too deep. My problem is too big. It's just how we think. No, God may have done it for that. My friend who shared her story with me or shared his story with me, I see how God worked in their life, but mine is different. No, regardless of my circumstances. Look at verse 3. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I will be confident. Did you catch his circumstance? Did you catch it? There's an army coming against him with weapons and an order from the king to murder him. Tough. Did you catch his perspective? My heart shall not fear. I will be confident. You mean you have an army encamped against you and war rising against you and you, one man against an army and a king, say, my heart will not fear. I will be confident. That tells me that no matter what your circumstances are, no matter what my situation is, my confidence in the Lord can be unshakable. My boss is very unfair towards me. My heart shall not fear. I will be confident. My spouse is bailing out on me. My heart shall not fear. I will be confident. My bank account is almost run dry. My heart will not fear. I will be confident. Persecution is intensifying all around me. My heart shall not fear. I will be confident. I don't think I can go another day with this cancer. My heart shall not fear. I will be confident. I honestly don't think I can get through this life. No one understands me. I don't feel like anyone loves me. There's no one in my life. My heart will not fear. I will be confident. Why? Because he is Yahweh. He is the one who says, I am who I am. And he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he is the same God that makes himself available to you right now. Come, set your heart on him. Set your gaze on him. Put your confidence in him. Let's pray. And if you're here and you are walking through a difficult circumstance of some kind. Allow the Lord to minister to you through His Word. The Lord is my light and my salvation, the stronghold of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? My heart will not fear. I will be confident. Loved ones, today God summons His dear, precious children to place our confidence in Him, not in anything on this earth, but in Him. Lord Jesus, I pray that You would help us to have such unshakable confidence in You. Help us to cling to our Father in heaven who loves us. Help us to abide in You daily and regularly. Help us to cherish who You are to us. Help us to find in You a defense and a stronghold and a refuge. We can't make it any other way, Lord. We will not make it any other way, Lord. There's some who feel like they're not going to make it. I pray You would reassure. You're going to make it if you put your confidence in the Lord. You will be for us refuge and safety. So we set our hearts upon You now. In Jesus' name we pray. If you agree, say amen.